Your will. Your will be implemented. You will say something, it will be created. Not only in that world, in this world. You can create. Now, I don't like to be very much theological or theoretician. I want to be a practical person now. So, just to have a chance to test this thing, if some of us could recite Surah Dahr, Surah Insan, 76 Surah, daily, after Fajr, see what will happen. Can it change anything? Try it. Okay? You will see how this surah can change. I'm not that sort of person who just put emphasis on zikr and nothing on practices. Practices will do everything. But with practice you need something. You need prayers. You need your relationship with Allah. So count on it. Save some time. Spare some time for it. Now a simple thing. Imam Khomeini used to spare 2 hours for that thing. I will calculate this in confession with me. If I deliver a speech, how many people will get benefit? In Pakistan, in best condition, imagine. For example, 5,000. In best conditions, 5,000 people will get benefit. Okay, sometime I deliver a lecture against 30%, if you're on the net, and sometimes I see 10,000 download, 15,000 download. Okay, I make it the best thing. 20,000 people will get benefit. Okay. If Imam Khomeini used to deliver a lecture, what was the count? It was, of course, more than millions. Millions. And millions of people will getting benefit. You give me 40 minutes, I will give you something which, in comparison with Imam Khomeini, will be a single minute. May not be even a single minute. Even then he used to spare 2 hours for Allah. Why? Are we more busy? Do we have anything more important than what Imam Khomeini was doing? No. Are we more rational than him? Are we more calculated than him? And surely not. He was much more in every sense. So why he was giving 2 hours? Because he was convinced that if I lose these 2 hours, then I will lose my life. I will lose everything. Okay. So why we are not doing this thing? Should we start from 2 hours? No. Not from 2 hours. Surely we will not do this. So what we should do? Spare 5 minutes. Only 5 minutes. What should we do now? Now, this is the essence of everything. Please recite a durood of Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Now, what I'm going to tell you, this helped me a lot. This helped me a lot. And I have feeling sometimes that some of the practices which I, some of the experiments which I have done on myself are useful for most of the people. Okay, some may be very high and it may not be useful for them, but okay, somehow it was useful. Spare 5 minutes in sajda, go to sajda, any mustahab sajda, not wajib. Okay, so it is not in prayers, after prayer or before prayer. Go in sajda, talk to Allah. Just talk to Him. If this combination is good. It is called munajat. Munajat, whispers. Have whispers with Allah. Is anyone listening? Yes, surely he is listening. Sami'un alim. Sami, he listens too much. He is listening. Will he answer? Not in the starting, but later on, yes.
Allah.
He will answer. And because of that, Hazrat Musa was used to talk so much. Because he was getting the answer. Otherwise, who will go and talk with that, you see, ball for hours? It was very wonderful for them. Now, if you offer Imam Khomeini $1 million per hour to leave that practice, will he leave this?
No.
No. For $1 million, he can build a mosque. He can build a center. So, will he do that? No. it was so much in it. He will never going to change anything with this. And I tell you, if they feel they are losing something, they will die. It has such a pleasure for them. If they thought, if even the thinking they are losing, they will die. They cannot have this thing lost. Okay. So can we reach on that such a point? Yes, we can reach. From that 5 minutes. Go in sajda, talk to Allah. Munajat, whispers with Allah. What I should say? Say whatever you want to say.
Allah.
Whatever you want to say. He will say, I don't know, how can I say this in English? Even saying this in Urdu is difficult somehow for me. But in English, huh? Might be possible. You may say that, oh Allah, I have done so many sins and I have lost you. I have no relationship with you. Now I want to come closer to you. Will you accept me? Ask him, will you accept me? Do you accept such a person? And what Allah will say? What Allah will say? He will say, okay, come to me, my doors are open for everyone. Have you knocked it ever? Have I told anyone to go outside? No, come, don't come here. No. This is your first try. Be there. I love you. Sami'un Alim. Sami'un Alim. So, this is going to happen with you. So much pleasure, so much calm, so much peace in it. These 5 minutes will change your life. If you saw something in your life which is not good for you, ask him. Ask him for help. Ask him for help. And this can change your life. This can change your life. Oh, though sometimes we are very quick in getting answers. Just have patience. Just have patience. I've read a story in an email, and I think you might have read that thing. A person was climbing somewhere, and he was alone, and he was there, and all of a sudden he fell, and the rope which he was hanging with him, and he just was hanging in the air, and don't know how far he was from the top and how far he was from the bottom. It was very cold, and he was thinking that if someone could not help me, then I will die. The time passed, and he thought that after a few hours I may die. So he asked Allah to help him. And he said, I have heard there is a God. Are you here? There was a voice said, yes, I am here. And can you help me? He said, yes, I can help you. So help me, what are you waiting for? The voice said, cut the rope. Said, why? Said, you asking me to help you? Believe in me, I will help you. Cut the rope. The guy said, I can't cut the rope. If I cut the rope, I will fall down. Said, so you don't believe in me? You have more things to believe in. So just make your choice. Believe in me, cut the rope, I will help you. Or believe in rope and hang with the rope, I will not help you. He left thinking what to do, and he was hanging there. The next day, the rescue team came there, and he saw him hanging just 2 feet above the ground. Had he cut the rope, there was nothing happening. He would have strayed, and he would have followed the path. He could have saved the life, but he could not believe in Allah. Sometimes we are same. We don't believe in Allah. We ask Him to help us, but if He asks us to do something, we said, why should I do this? You were asking for help. And asking you to do something. Now, if I do what Allah wants me to do, will He help me? Go and see the history. How many times He has helped others. Why should not He help you?
SubhanAllah.
See? Is this the rule that only the piety guys will get the help? those who have very pious will get the help? No, everyone will get the help. Just believe in Him. Have firm belief in Him. He will help you. This is the case. So these five minutes can change your life. 5 minutes can change your life. So spare 5 minutes in sajda. Why in sajda should I sit? Yes, you may sit, but if you are sitting, you will see here and there, you will not concentrate. And in sajda, it will be closed down. And not every act of this worship, namaz, is very symbolic. It's very symbolic. Now, what is the symbolism in sajda? When you go to sajda, your eyes become closer, closer, closer. You can't see anything. This is how Allah wants your thoughts to be. Put your eyes closed and just concentrate on Allah. This is how you should think. Just think of Allah. And everything in the shadow of Allah, you will be successful. So, if I want to live my life, how should I live my life? I have my children, I have my wife, I have my family, and I have my material needs. See everything in the shadow of Allah. See from it. First anchor to Allah and then come down. It will be beautiful. Now, these are my children. I should take care. No, I should not take care. Allah has commanded me to take care. Where should I start? In 2001, the same day, 9/11, you may remember. The same day, the next day, one of my colleagues were killed. I was teaching in a school, in O levels. I had two colleagues, both of them were teaching Islamic studies. The previous week, first one of them, Tuesday, he was killed. The next week, the day next to 9/11, the next guy was killed. Third was my turn. It was very obvious. People in the police or departments like that, some of my friends informed me that you are on the hit list. Be careful. This is your turn now. I said, okay. Now, what if I die? What will happen? I said, okay, it is very beautiful. I will get rid of all this world. I will go to heaven. So simple. So is this anything to fear? I said, no. What will happen to my children? They are not that grown up. So they will be orphans, and my wife will be a widow. She might be very happy. So what about my children? Will not they suffer? Okay, I said, when I am living here, am I taking care of my children? Or Allah is taking care of me and my children?
Allah.
Who is taking care? It is only Allah. So if I die, will anything change? Nothing. How can? An angel came to Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Musa recognized he's an angel. He said, why you came here? See me or take me? He was Israel. You want to visit me? He said, I am here to take your soul. You'll be back. He said, okay, it's not a problem. Do I have any time to say goodbye to my family? He said, ask Allah. May He give you. He asked Allah, will you give me some time to say goodbye to my family? He said, okay, go on. Hazrat Musa went there and said goodbye to his friends and families. A child was there, was weeping, crying very hardly. As the child was crying, Hazrat Musa got worried and he said to Allah, oh Allah, I'm not worried about myself. I know I will be closer to you.
Allah.
What will happen to that child? His crying has made me worried. Can I explain it in English? It's very difficult.
Yes, Allah
asked him to hit his sea again with his stick, or the river better. He said, okay. He struck his stick on the river, and the river just had parted away. He said, look in the depth. He saw in the dark there were some stones, white stones. He said, there were stones. He said, look closer. He went closer and he saw that there were holes in the white stones. He said, look in the holes. He saw in the holes there was a small insect, or what do you say here? He said, look closer. He saw closer, in the mouth of that insect, there was a food, piece of food. Allah said, O Musa, this insect has nothing to do with me. In the depth of the river, in the holes of the stones, I am giving rest to that one too. Will I forget your child? Will I forget that child? Will you forget me? Never. No possibility. He loves me more than what my mother loves me. Much more than that. So, can he forgive me? Forget me? There's no way. So why I'm worried? So why I should be worried? There is no way we should be worried except if we don't believe in Allah. So have belief in Allah. You have everything. If you have, sometimes I saw the words, the universe or the worlds fighting wars, these and that, can I change them? I said, yes, we can change it. How can you change them? See yourself and your enemy, who you are. They have armies, weapons, this and that, and you, a single person. I said, no, they don't have Allah and I have Allah. Now bring Allah against these enemies. There is no comparison between me and my enemies, but there is a comparison between Allah and my enemies. They are nothing against Allah. So who will win? I will win. Why should I quit? They don't have Allah, I have Allah. So, just do your job. You will get everything. You will change everything. Because you have Allah. Have firm faith in Allah. Do what He is asking you to do. And, okay, you will win the battle. So, what is the result? Conclusion. Spare 5 minutes for Allah, for your whispers to Allah. Say whatever you want to say. Say what griefs you have, what you want to have from this world, universe, the status, reputation, whatever you want to know. But just ask Him things or issues which are going to remain with you. If I ask Allah to give me presidency of, for example, Pakistan, will it remain with me? Even if I was for 40 years, I will die and that's all. Ask something which will remain with you. Okay? And say whatever you want to say. Put your griefs, your problems, troubles, put Him. Put all these against Allah and say, oh Allah, I am your obedient servant. There is another event, and that will be the closing thing. Hazrat Musa. Why Hazrat Musa? So many events are from Hazrat Musa. Because he was Kalimullah. He used to talk so much. Okay. So he asked Allah, oh Allah, who is your best obedient servant? I want to meet him. He said, okay, when go there, you will see someone with this and this sign. He went there, he saw a person sick. He saw a person who could not move his things, could not move his body. And he came closer and he saw that person saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Musa said, why Alhamdulillah, you can't move your body? He said, have you seen such a person anywhere else? Musa said, no. He said, so believe that Allah has something special with me. Alhamdulillah. Why Allah has not given these hardships to anyone else? It means that He is having something special for me. And I pray for Him. I pray to Him for all these blessings. Alhamdulillah. Okay? Use your faith. 5 minutes to Allah. So, and what a person who want to develop his spirituality, what practices we will offer or we will recommend? I will say, do whatever pleases your Imam. That's all. Whenever you want to do something, I have summaries from my life. I have summaries from my life, summaries from my teachings. 25 years I am a student. And I can summarize my learnings about Imamat in a single sentence. Before doing everything, ask yourself, will my Imam be happy with this thing? If he is happy, I will do this. If he is not happy, I will never do this. Will he be happy? So, you want to listen music, go listen music. And just as you are listening to music, ask yourself, will my Imam be happy? He will see me, for example, looking at this and that thing. Will he be happy? If he is happy, do it. If he is not happy, believe it. He is the center of the universe. You cannot make yourself happy by making himself annoyed. He is the center of the universe. You annoy him and you want yourself to be happy. You will not get that pleasure. Never. You will be befooled by evil. So, just pay your respects to the one who is the center of the universe. All the blessings of Allah coming from him. He is the center. And inshallah he will appear, and inshallah still we are getting blessings from him. You are getting blessings from him. Whenever you saw yourself going closer to Allah, it means that he is praying for you. He's praying for you. Otherwise you could not have come closer to Allah. Inshallah. Recite a durood on Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Okay.
Question?
Tired?
Question?
Is that
again,
also
hard? Again, I'm really sorry for my type of language and this type of recitation. I never feel comfortable with this thing, and I never wanted to do this thing. But okay, they asked me, I said, okay, I will do, but may Allah help those guys who are listening to me.
Very fine.
Okay,
oh, very
Alhamdulillah.
Fine.
Yes, any question, please?
I have a question.
Yeah, please.
I actually want to know that what is the percentage between fate that is written by Allah,
yes,
that I cannot change, and what is the percentage that I can change with my duties,
yes,
with my actions.
Okay.
Because I have seen that I'm talking about those people who are very practicing true. They are doing their prayers, they are fasting, they are doing everything. But in the daily life, when we talk about, I'm married to that, I get married to that person because God has written in his fate that he is going to become my husband. I'm trying my best, but I haven't got number 6 in my grade because God has written in my fate. So what is the percentage?
Okay. I think what I, in my opinion, this is this sentence is to just to say that I can change my opinion if someone comes with an argument, logical argument. So I'm open, but in my opinion, there is nothing like faith. In my opinion, there is nothing like faith. There are only rules. Rules are confirmed. You cannot change the rules. But according to rules, what you will get, your input can change everything. But you cannot change the rules. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Muhammad wa Allahumma salli
ala Muhammad
wa ala
Muhammad. Muhammad wa ali Muhammad bulantar salawat.
Bismillah.
پر محمد و آل محمد صلوات.
سب سے پہلے میں معذرت چاہتا ہوں مولانا صاحب کے ہوتے ہوئے میں باتیں کر رہا ہوں, اگر میں اس کو انگلش میں کہنا بھی چاہوں گا تو نہیں کہہ پاؤں گا. Okay, so I'm really sorry for this that I'm talking, and the greatest scholar is here and wonderful services which he has offered to Muslim community. Please recite a durood for health and success and prosperity of all of them, please. Now, coming to the question, what is the percentage between fate and our acts? I think there is no fate in the meaning that Allah has commanded and He has written and this will happen. Whatever you want to do, do. No, this is not the case. I think rules are defined. And according to the rule, if you put something from yourself, your input is in your hand. But your input comes into a rule and that rule will give a result. Your input will bring the result according to the rule. Your input is in your hand. So, if your input into a person's body is oxygen, the oxygen will do the job. You cannot change. You say, I will put oxygen and it gives me something else. No. Oxygen has the rule. It will do its job. But you can change your input. So, you change your input, the thing will change according to the rule. Same is the case with risk. A lot of people talk about risk, how we can increase our risk, or is it written for us to have this type of risk and halal and haram? It was written for me that I will get haram now, subhanallah ta'ala. No, nothing else. You can change everything, you can change everything. Just change yourself from inside and you will change the outside, your outside world. It will be changed.
Det er bare å stille flere spørsmål hvis vi har problemer, hvis det noen som har problemer med engelsken, så det vi har her bare for å oversette også. Så ellers det bare å si på norsk, så prøver vi å få fram noe. But I have a question. We youth in here in this mosque are especially trying to increase our spirituality. And I want some tips for us youths between 17 till 25. We are trying to get some ibadats will increase.
Yes.
Or
some tips from my age at that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was in the age, in that age, up to 17. At 17, I became a student. And then I lived there for 12 years. And I can feel your feeling, though it was, the environment was quite different from here to Qom. Okay. So, how you can increase your spirituality? Make small objectives for yourself. Very small objectives. Try to practice these. For example, I will make wuzu before going to bed. Very small thing. It will take no more than 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Make it an objective. So if you have gone to bed and you could remind that, oh, I have not taken wuzu, go there and take wuzu. What this will do, it will increase your willpower. I could understand, I have understood that in Islam, a key word is control. The more you have, more you have from spirituality. Lesser you have control, you will lose your spirituality. So increase your control. How can you increase your control? By increasing your willpower. And how can you increase your willpower? You will increase your willpower by fulfilling small objectives. Just wudu, small things. Okay? If you have done the initial jobs, then go for Salat Abbalul Waqt. First time. Prayer, first time. Go for it, fulfill it, and you will see lots of power in yourself for going forward. Now, first thing, salat, and then with attention. With attention. If you pray salat with attention, now, how can we achieve attention? It is very difficult somehow to keep your mind intact, to keep your mind in salat.
Concentrate.
Concentrate, yes. There is a simple tip from Ayatollah Behjat. Inshallah, may Allah bless his soul, recite a durood for him. He used to say that in prayer, this is not important that you have lost your mind, you have gone somewhere. The time it reminded that you had lost your mind, now stay in prayer. Okay? So I started my Fajr. For Surah, I was there. And then at Ruku, I lost it. In the second Rakah, I reminded that I had lost it. Now stick to the prayer. This is the tip. The time which you have lost is gone. Now the remaining thing, keep it in your hand. If you do this, always, as it reminded that I lost it, as it reminded, just keep it intact. It will increase your concentration. And try to solve after prayer, where my mind went out. Because the more you lose your concentration, the more you have lost your prayer actually. There was a guy in Tehran, he used to pray behind someone, and he was getting tips from Ayatollah Shah Abadi, one of the teachers of Imam Khomeini in Irfania. And these tips developed him somehow. And at a time he was praying behind someone and he saw the strange thing. He saw the person said Allahu Akbar, recited Fatiha, then ran away. He went somewhere. So he could hear him saying durood and ruku. And at the time of ruku, he suddenly saw that, okay, he ran in, he came in, and he went directly into the ruku. He said, what this guy is doing? Going away, then coming back, and starting prayer right from the place where he left it. This thing happened for 4 or 5 times. At the end of the prayer, he went to Imam Jamaat and said, what you were doing? You were going away, coming back, going away, coming back. The guy felt it and said, okay, your spiritual eyes are now open. I was there. I had not gone anywhere, but my spirit was not here. And he was looking at my spirit. The time you lose your concentration, you lose your spirit. It is no more in prayer. So you will not be rewarded for that time. Okay? The time you reminded, it came into your mind that you had lost your concentration. Now keep it intact. Keep it in your hand. Don't let it go away again. But it will go again. Try to make it be in the prayer.
While you were telling about Hazrat Musa, so you told that God is even taking care of that insect in a stone.
Yes.
And He is giving risk to that insect.
Yes.
Then why the people and children are starving in the world?
Yes. I told you, there is a rule in this universe. According to that rule, things will happen. The Holy Quran says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا. Be aware or be careful regarding the rules or the tests, exams, which will not come only to those who were zalimeen, who had done injustice. This is society. In society, if something comes, the pious one will also be caught in trouble. When Hazrat Musa was with Bani Israel was making excuses, not obeying Allah, all of a sudden there was a test for them. They stayed in the desert for 40 years. Now, where was Hazrat Musa? He was with Bani Israel in the desert. He was not somewhere else. So, had he done some mistake? No. It was not his fault. So why it happened? because of the society. This is the world. So will Musa be rewarded for that? Yes, highly rewarded. Highly rewarded. So this is the thing which is happening. Why? This is a fitna. This is a test. These are the results of our deeds. Now, maybe some of them had not done any injustice, but some of them might have done some injustice. What injustice? Why they did never objected against injustice? You had a duty. You had a duty to say something against injustice. So, if you kept your silence, what will happen? You will be caught in. The same injustice will come to you. You had a responsibility. Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. You have a responsibility to say, this is injustice. Why this is happening? And if you kept your silence because of your own benefits, what will happen? This injustice will come to you. Then when it comes to you, you will say, oh Allah, I had done no mistake. You have done a mistake. Your mistake was your silence. Why you were silent? I was silent because I was threatened that if I say anything, he will hurt me. Allah will say, have not you heard about me? I do take care of everything. You should have believed in me. I would have protected you. Have you raised your objection? The same thing has happened many times in history. People keep their silence because of their own benefits, and they caught in the trouble from the same injustice which they ignored. I don't want to say that Africa is facing the same thing, but somehow all of us are participating in injustice. It will catch us. The best thing is to object, at least to say this is injustice.
An incident happens, just like a tornado comes or an earthquake comes. So it means that there are two groups of people. For some people it is examined,
yeah.
And for the other group it is a punishment.
It may be, yes. In earthquake, like in natural disasters, this is very much happening. For someone it is exam. He will be caught in that exam and he will develop after giving his exam. And for some of the guys, it is punishment. For some, maybe other benefits also. But everything is happening here. Everything. You may judge your own self. What's happening with me? So if something happens, there is another rule which says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Fasad or disorder comes into the earth because of the deeds which people have done. So all of us are responsible. So I will check my own deeds and I will see, have not I done anything?
Sorry to interrupt. It is the ayat of Quran?
Yes. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Yes. I think this is enough. These scholars are here. And inshallah, Allah will help all of us in going through His path and being closer to Allah, which is called Qurbatan ila Allah. Recite the Durood, Muhammadu Ali Muhammad.